You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Sam, where is everybody?
I don't know.
Well, Sam's here, though.
Here's Sam, everybody. What are you doing today?
I have some errands I need to run. Pick up the kids later today.
What kind of errands?
Yoga. I got to get groceries. I got to do the laundry. Make food for dinner. I take care of the kids.
What are you making tonight?
I haven't decided yet.
No.
Well, let's work that out right now.
I feel like you're in trouble.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
Let's work out your dinner plans right now, the three of us. We're going to workshop this. Mm-hmm. Are we thinking some sort of chicken dish tonight?
What kind of meat would you like?
What genre?
So ethnically, I'm Korean.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to make some Korean food. Some
enchiladas it is.
Stew. Yeah. Enchiladas and pierogies.
Y'all give me a ding for that. Sam, good. Well played, sir. Well played.
So you do, I heard you say you do yoga as well.
Yeah, I do a hot yoga. It's pretty...
Hot?
It's
so, yeah, so a little bit about me. I'm a disabled veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your service.
You're very welcome. And the yoga helps me regulate, you know, it just gets me the good chemicals for my brain. And
absolutely.
You know, it keeps my mental and physical health.
There's a lot of benefits, buddy, so I'm glad you're doing that. But people fart a lot in those classes, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I don't...
Yeah,
I actually haven't had any experience with that.
My wife pulled me into a hot yoga class once, and it was like...
Fart City.
Fart Town, USA, Sam.
Okay.
You've been fortunate.
You're lucky you found a good class.
You might be in the side of the room where they're not doing it. Go to the other side of the room next time.
All right. I'll go to the front.
All right, Sam. Well, thank you again for your service,
sir. Appreciate you.
Really do, man.
All right.
Ready?
You ready to play some Rattle Off with us?
I am.
Okay, let's see how you do. You got 10 seconds. The playoffs just started, so please, in 10 seconds, give us 5 NHL teams, National Hockey League teams. We need 5 NHL teams. Ready and go.
Avalanche, Capitals, Penguins, Canadians, and Maple Leafs.
Well, you know, this gentleman is a winner!
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well done, awesome. Sammy.
Everybody else who's on hold, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. But Sam,
woo,
we are one and done with the prize today.
All right, man. Go stretch it out now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, see you later.
Listen, hold on. Don't go away. Josh is going to tell you about your prize. Thank you for listening, okay?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Man. Thank you, sir. Nice gentleman.
Very.
Who stayed on the line? Michelle and Kathy. I like to consider these the cool kids. The ones who stay on the line after a winner, that's the cool kids. Right,
that's
Michelle?
That's me, baby.
That's it. That's
yeah,
you.
Baby, yeah.
What are you doing today, Michelle?
I'm also running errands, but I've washed the car, got gas, and that's about it so far. But
what else is on the list?
By the post office, and there was crickets going on at the post office.
Yeah. Somebody else
I
just
checked
said
that.
Out.
Yeah.
That was me.
Oh, that was you. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Michelle.
Yeah, that was me.
Well,
yeah.
It's too early in the day. They'll show. They don't. The news vans don't get out there, and so there's some people who like to go out so they can try to get on the news.
On the news? Yeah.
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 Because, you know, you're nobody until you're on television, Michelle.
I'm famous.
Or radio.
Or radio.
Oh, yeah. We're so famous. What do you do for a living?
For famous.
What do you do?
I'm a dental hygienist.
Okay.
Oh, not so famous.
Nah.
Yeah.
Famous in the world of teeth, I guess.
It's gross, though.
Yeah.
It's totally gross. Who would ever do that?
I don't know. I must pay okay.
I'm getting ready to switch dentists again. This is twice now in like 2 years. I got to move on. I got to move on from the one I currently have.
Because the one he went to see diagnosed him with a cavity for the first time in his life, so now he's going to leave that dentist.
No, that's not why.
That's totally why.
That's not why.
Why then?
I'm not going to say because I still have to see them this week one last time. So before I move on. So
well, if you're telling them now, You know, if you're telling...
I'm going to tell them, I'm going to be like, I'm leaving. Sorry.
Yeah, well, tell them after they have...
Oh, yeah, they will be after.
Otherwise, they'll be jabbing you with those little pointy things.
Believe me, I know.
You'll have blood shooting out of your mouth.
They're going to stick their fingers in my throat.
I'm Besides, somebody's going to tell them between now and then anyway. I heard Jeremy's
sure
leaving you
I'm
guys.
Sure of it.
He said you weren't any good.
It's too bad, too, because my dentist is truly... 36 seconds from my house. I mean, it's like the closest. Mm-hmm. I take a left, or I take a right, and I take a left, and I'm there. Mm-hmm. So close.
But nothing like convenience.
I know, but...
But they diagnosed him with a cavity, so
issues.
They don't get his business anymore.
There's other issues.
Give me one
Is
other issue.
My dentist not hot enough?
Oh.
Maybe it's the opposite, Michelle, that they just are always hitting on me while I'm in there.
Well, that's
it's
our
making me very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
They have to make him numb, but not in his mouth.
And I try to tell them I'm married, but their hands are in my mouth. I'm like, I'm married. I'm married.
We understand that. So.
They're always like all leaning right. over and kissing me behind the ear.
That wasn't a kiss.
So I have got to move on, Michelle.
All right, you go. Have a great day, boys.
Wait, you can't
Why
leave
are you
yet.
Just going to hang up? We're not done.
We're not done with you.
Oh, we are?
Where's your dental office?
You have not been dismissed.
Wouldn't it be weird if it was the dental office that I go to is the one you work at?
That'd be great.
No, it's not, because I only teach it now. So.
Oh, you're teaching it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that would be kind of fun to teach that.
What's the salary range for a good dental hygienist these days?
Experienced or fresh out of school?
Experienced.
$60 to $65 an hour.
Do the math. What's that a year?
Well, I don't know how many days they work a week.
A lot.
Give me
a
year.
That's the nice thing about dental hygiene. We can work anywhere between 1 to 5 days a week.
So if they're working, let's say, 30 hours a week and they take off like 3 weeks a year, that's $100,000.
Yeah.
That's a six-figure job.
That's good.
Man.
It's a great field to go into.
All right.
Huh. And you would get me as a teacher. Come on, Jeremy.
What makes you so great?
You're young enough.
Listen to her.
Obviously,
she's
if
got...
I can teach it.
Yeah. Plus, she's got the right personality.
You do have an awesome personality.
Great teacher.
You really do.
Yeah.
Honestly. I have my afternoons free. I guess I could start learning to scrape teeth.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Come on by. I'll introduce you to everybody. And
And we'll go to town on somebody's bicuspids.
Listen, in your long history of rooting around in strangers' mouths, Michelle, what's the weirdest or grossest thing that ever happened?
Oh, my God. Do you really want to know?
Yeah,
yes,
one.
We do.
Something that we can say on the radio, but
worms?
Like, what's one that stands out?
Did you find worms in there?
I have found beans that have actually sprouted. I have found, like, a half a loaf of bread.
No, wait a minute. Go back. So there's a bean. You're saying they ate a bean and it got lodged, like, in a back tooth, and from there it
started growing.
It started growing.
Sprouting in their mouth. Yep.
Well, that's disgusting.
And then the ultimate one is down yonder hair.
Down yonder hair. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I asked. I guess I had to expect...
I made it radio friendly.
You did. No, I totally asked.
Whose hair was it?
It was Michelle's. That was the weird thing.
Let me just say the carpets didn't match.
All right. Too far, Michelle. Too far. Now you are dismissed.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay,
now we have to let you go.
I better go.
Have a great day.
See you later, Michelle.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, you brought it up.
I've told you many times. I don't know where these paths will lead, but you cannot get pay dirt unless you try.
How about that bean though? That's kind of gross.
I can't get past that one
bean
either.
Was growing.
You would think a person who had a bean growing in their mouth would root around with your tongue and you would feel it.
Like, oh my God, there's a bean in there.
Holy crap! I got crops.
It's so gross. Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
Kathy's got to follow that up somehow.
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
How clean are your teeth?
Oh, my teeth are clean, but I don't want to talk about that gross stuff.
That is pretty nasty. Yeah. Mouth stuff is kind of gross.
That's all gross. What's your line of work, Kathy?
I do foster care for teenage boys.
I'm sorry, we're having a hard time understanding you with your phone.
Pull the phone away from your mouth just a little.
I do foster care for teenage
foster
boys.
Foster care. Okay. Oh, thank you for doing that.
Very good.
A good human.
What do you do for fun? Is that a funny question?
I'm away from the boys.
Get away from the boys? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Go to a movie, go to lunch. She's like, just go for a walk.
Take a vacation.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go on vacation? Where would you like to go on vacation?
I would love to go to Australia.
Oh, me too. Yes, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't take that much time off.
That's the thing. That's a commitment. That is a time
takes
commitment.
Like 4 days to get there, doesn't it?
Seems like it, yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Right. I just went to D.C., though.
Oh, you moved to D.C.?
No. I just went on a vacation to D.C.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part?
Well, actually, I went up north to Ocean City to the beach, and even though it was kind of rainy and cold, it was great. There was hardly any people around, so it was kind of nice and peaceful.
Oh, all right.
That's good.
Well.
Got anything else, Jer?
Nope.
I guess we're done here.
You know, you can call back tomorrow and try to play the game, though, okay? Because you didn't get to play.
Okay.
Will you do that for us?
I know. Absolutely.
All right. You're the best.
Well, we'll pencil you in for tomorrow, Kathy. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye.